when you refuse to be the child of Eve?
The child of matter, the child of mortality, the child who is cursed by the Lord God. When you see that the serpent mind can never know God, that Eve is fed not about God, but information about a false self. Eve is fed information about a false God, a God who isn't, not a God of love, not a God of wisdom, not a God who is omnipresent, not a God who is omnipotent, and as long as we have that mind, we are going to be fooled the same way. Crucifixion took place through Jesus Christ before the physical crucifixion that the world saw. When this body reappears with the wounds, its purpose is to show us that it is the same self that walked the earth before the crucifixion. And this same self which walked the earth before the crucifixion was the invisible divine self born of a virgin, whose legs could not be broken, whose life is eternal, a divine self that is ever present. God never makes mistakes. Every mistake you look at is an image in your mind. And the mind in which that image is the serpent mind. It is the mind that does not exist. And therefore, you must learn to defend against the mind that does not exist, which identifies evil that does not exist. And you can do it only by the willingness to transcend that mind, to accept that when the Father says, "Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee, all that I have is thine," that there must be a place, a consciousness, in which the truth of this becomes known to you, realized and expressed, to dissolve the false images of evil, lack, limitation, disease, disaster, death, that appear in the false mind, which is the antithesis of the real mind of Christ. There must be such a consciousness, or the Father would never say, "It is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom." You could say, "Well, how can you give me the kingdom when I have this malignancy? I have this physical problem. I have this wrong and that wrong. I thought you wanted to give me the kingdom." And you're missing it. The point is, what the Father wants to do is done. You have been given the kingdom. And in the false mind, you do not know how to accept it. You have been given the kingdom of God. It is the pleasure of the Father to give you the kingdom. Seek ye the kingdom that the Father has given you. What is that kingdom? Where is it? You're substituting your own will and not accepting that you're in it. You're eating forbidden fruit. You're tempted to believe you're not in the kingdom. Everything that tempts you out of the kingdom is forbidden fruit. Which tree does the fruit come from? The forbidden fruit comes from the belief in matter, a selfhood that is not the Spirit of God. But the self that is the Spirit of God does not have forbidden fruit. Now watch again how closely you have ignored God. You say your friend is dying. There is no death in the kingdom of God. You have just said that you are not in the kingdom. You have been tempted by the serpent to walk out of the kingdom of God. That's exactly what happened to Eve. Everything that is untrue that you accept is your being baited and trapped into accepting the temptation to step out of the kingdom. If you think you are going to die, you have just said that you're not in the kingdom of God, and you will die. But if you know you're in the kingdom of God where death cannot occur, how can you die? You know there's no aging process in the kingdom of God. All these blizzards that we saw the other day, and the hurricanes and floods and fires, are they in the kingdom of God? Where did they happen? In the serpent mind. No other place. Where does a woman have a stillbirth? In the serpent mind. Where does any evil occur? In the serpent mind. And every time you accept that which is not the creation of God as happening, you have merely stepped out of the kingdom of God. You've been tempted to eat forbidden fruit. Moses knew all this. He was telling us, do not be tempted out of the kingdom. Don't try to enter the kingdom. You're in it. Just learn how not to leave it. That's all. You're in it. The kingdom of God is within you. You're in it. It's in you. Now, can you be faithful enough to the kingdom never to leave it by accepting that which cannot be present in the kingdom? Is that clear? If that which cannot be present in the kingdom is not accepted by you, you are not eating forbidden fruit. You are not tempted out of the kingdom. And you will find that when you stop eating forbidden fruit, when you stop letting yourself be tempted for 1 second out of the kingdom, you are starving the serpent mind. And it will not survive. You will cast it out. When you starve the serpent mind, you're taking no material thought. You're believing on him whom to know aright is life eternal. You're believing on me, Christ in the midst of you, and the works that I do you shall do in greater works. Do you see how subtle it is? The serpent is subtle, making you believe what is not, and that's the way you step out of the kingdom. But if you don't step out, the law of the kingdom, the power of the kingdom, the glory of the kingdom functions itself where you stand. God never makes mistakes. God says to you, marvel not that I say ye be reborn. First of the blood, first of the water, rather, and then of the blood. And then God sends forth the Spirit of God to demonstrate to you the mistakes of Eve for which he is banished, and the rectification of those mistakes through Mary as a guide, and then the living Jesus Christ walking the earth as your visible spirit demonstrating to you what happens, what miracles occur, when instead of accepting the image that shines forth as a cripple, as a leper, as a thief, as a blind man, you refuse to be tempted out of the present kingdom of God where these things do not occur. And you look at them and you say, who convinceth me? How can they occur here in the kingdom of God where I am? And then you are feeding Christ within you and starving the serpent. And that Christ you feed within you by your fidelity to the fact that this is the kingdom of God, that Christ will reveal to you that this is the kingdom. And this is the eternal life. It will reveal to you the universe that is now, not the universe that floats in time. You have that power not to step out of the kingdom. While the world is waiting and waiting and waiting for it, you are in it and do not step out of it. Then, when you cease eating forbidden fruit, you will find the tree of life with its 12 fruits. Whoever has not heard tonight that they must learn to live in the life of them which is alive now and can never die, that they must find that aliveness, that individual is going to remain under the curse which is spoken of in the second and third chapters of Genesis. That serpent which recreates the kingdom of God into fractional images in time, which we have accepted through our ignorance. That serpent which enters us and poses as our mind and confirms its own false creation. Forbidden fruit must be recognized as that temptation to step out of the kingdom into the belief of a material world made of those qualities and quantities which were not in the perfection of God. They have no existence. And if you will not bite at the bait, you'll find that Christ in you becomes more active in your daily experience. Again, we're going to meditate. We're going to find a place in consciousness which is willing to crucify the belief in evil, willing to say, there is no evil in my Father's kingdom, and this is my Father's kingdom. There is no age, there is no bad health, there is no injustice, there is no disease. There is no destruction in the kingdom of God, and this is my Father's kingdom. There is no physical person in my Father's kingdom. There is only his living spirit, and this is my Father's kingdom. If there is a you that can say this and understand it and believe it and then know it, that you is Christ. And that you is the one who should hear whatever is spoken to you. That you is the one who should speak when you speak. Only as you let that you live itself will you find that you truly are in the kingdom of God now. I'd like you to make a test. There's plenty of opportunity to do it. At the first evil that comes to your attention, whether it's a lack or a limitation or a pain, or what may be even called a chronic condition, it is your function to look at it and to know consciously that this is not a creation of God, because God never makes mistakes. Two, it cannot actually exist, even though it may be seem to be something that is mine for a lifetime. It cannot exist if it is not God's creation. And therefore, it can only exist, three, in a mind which cannot see what is there. And finally, all that is there is the invisible image and likeness of God, and that is my identity. Now, the mind will try to stray. The mind will try to revert to the belief it had. But that mind that wants to do this, you must hold still. Until this gels into a living conviction, until you touch that other level of yourself which knows truth never stops being truth. I, made in the image and likeness of God, am here now. I'm not something in the future. I am perfect as my Father. This that I see, I do not see. The serpent mind sees it. And I am going to rise above that serpent mind. How? There isn't any. There never was a serpent mind. That is the nature of the dream. The non-mind, which sees what God did not create, does not exist. I will accept that there is only one mind. One mind. The divine mind is the only mind present. That which sees evil is a non-mind. Now, I can't take it away or move it away. It isn't there. And I must rest in that knowledge until the mind that is here replaces the non-mind, the serpent mind, until the Christ mind shows through the miracle of Christ's presence that that which I thought was there is not there at all. I don't see that blind man anymore. He sees. I don't see the starving multitudes. They are fed. Why? Because the serpent mind has been lifted in the wilderness. You have lifted yourself above the non-mind to behold through the mind of God that which you really are. You must do this at the first evil you see, the second, the third, until it becomes normal for you to know that I don't see error. The serpent mind looking through me is seeing error. And I'm going to rise above this serpent mind by accepting only the mind of God is present, until in my total stillness the mind of God can reveal its creation, my perfect self, my neighbor's perfect self. Your fidelity to this day by day is feeding the Christ. Your fidelity to it is your way of remaining in the kingdom in spite of every appearance. And then you're not committing spiritual adultery. Now, I know that this is clear, understandable, and that if practiced, it will open you to that self which says, I am the way. I knock. I stand at the door and knock. If you open out a way by fidelity to refuse to leave this kingdom, you'll find Christ will walk into your presence. Well, that's it. We'll resume at 10 in the morning. And I look forward to seeing you then.